Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Philip Bump joins us on WGN Radio, the national correspondent for the Washington Post. Nice to talk to you again, Philip. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thank you.
We're talking about the Rod Rosenstein story with you. What's happened today on this?
It's a great question. And the long story short is that Rod Rosenstein is, as he was a week ago at this time, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. There was a report this morning, the Post confirmed, that he had offered his resignation following that report on from the New York Times last week, suggesting that he had expressed some serious concerns about Donald Trump's competency shortly after James Comey was fired last year. But it appears that resignation has not yet been accepted by the White House, that he and President Trump will meet on Thursday to have some sort of conversation. We're not sure what that's going to look like. And at that point, who knows? He may or may not still be in his position.
But he denied it, and the president dismissed it as fake news. So if it's just the New York Times being bad or Washington Post getting it wrong, then why does Rosenstein have to leave?
Well, referring, I assume, to the story from last Friday about his concerns about Trump, I think that his denial was pretty broad and left some room for some interpretation of what he might have said that was reflected accurately in the reporting.
Go ahead. Keep going, Phil.
I was just going to say, clearly he has had tension with President Trump for an extended period of time, in part stemming from the Russia investigation. So I think that he's been in a difficult and perhaps untenable position for quite some time. This may have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay, but it still makes me wonder if, even in jest, he said that. But we noticed when he first started to deny the New York Times reporting that his denial wasn't unequivocal. It was interestingly worded, like, the report wasn't accurate, which doesn't, entirely dismiss everything that's in it at the same time, does it?
Right, yeah. And the Washington Post confirmed aspects of the Times story, and obviously we stand by our reporting. So, and I think that the developments of the day, to your point, reinforce the idea that this was a point of tension between himself and the president.
Okay, so maybe it's the straw that broke the camel's back. But just to be clear then, are we all settled that he did, at least in jest, kid about invoking the 25th Amendment? He really didn't mean it, but that was just enough for the president to say, that's it, I'm going to remove the stench of the Department of Justice, right?
Well, the president's argument about the stench, which he made at a campaign rally in Missouri on Friday night, that really is, I think, broader than just Rosenstein. I mean, certainly the Rosenstein thing undoubtedly got under his skin. You know, again, the Post stands by reporting that there were these conversations, the extent to which they were in jest is sort of hard to articulate or to elucidate. But the stench question, Trump is really referring broadly to his suggestion that the Department of Justice has been out to get him with the Russia investigation. He's referring to Andrew McCabe's firing, the former deputy director at the FBI. He's referring certainly to the firing of James Comey. He's referring to these two FBI employees who had these text messages in which they disparaged him. There's this entire universe of conspiracy theories wrapped around what the Department of Justice has done, that Trump supports, that Fox News has been bolstering. And I think that's really what Trump is referring to more directly than the Rosenstein issue.
A little surprised he's waiting even this long. You know, Comey found out via text when he was standing in front of a crowd. I wonder what the president's play is. What's he waiting for?
It's a good question. I think part of it is that Rosenstein has done a decent job of actually maintaining a decent relationship with the president. There certainly are ways in which Rosenstein acts as sort of an intermediary between Robert Mueller and the real world, and by which I mean that if Robert Mueller wanted to indict someone, he has to get that cleared by Rosenstein. So it's not really clear what might have happened had Rosenstein not been in this current position that might have reflected unfavorably upon President Trump. For example, Donald Trump Jr., there's a lot of speculation he might be indicted. Perhaps this is something where Rosenstein intervened. It's hard to say what the full extent of that relationship looks like. But that said, it certainly is the case that Donald Trump would like to see this investigation either ended or wrapped up quickly, and Rosenstein is in a position to do that.
He's not firing the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, though. Would you just speak about that? I mean, you know, the world would fall down if he had fired Jeff Sessions, but it's Rosenstein that's overseeing the Mueller investigation. Isn't this rather seismic if he releases him?
It is, but there's a lot of complexity to sort of the chain of command there. So if, for example, President Trump were to fire Jeff Sessions, which it's rumored he's planning on doing after the midterm elections, if he were to do that, there could be a new attorney general appointed who then would assume control for the Russian investigation. The only reason it's in Rosenstein's camp, and the only reason he's dealing with that is because Sessions had recused himself in March of last year because Sessions was involved in Trump's campaign. So therefore, Justice Department officials said, hey, you can't be involved in decision-making around this because it's an investigation that essentially looks at something you were involved in. So Sessions recuses himself. Rosenstein's in charge of it. But if Sessions is gone and the new attorney general comes in, then that person would take or assume responsibility for the investigations. Likewise, if Rosenstein leaves, someone else, and specifically Noel Francisco, the Solicitor General, would take over the Russia investigation. However, and this is an important caveat, if Sessions or Rosenstein resign, then Trump can take anyone else who's been approved by the Senate during his administration and slot them in automatically into those roles without Senate confirmation. So he could, for example, take Rick Perry out of the Department of Energy and make him Deputy Attorney General, and then Rick Perry could essentially cripple the Mueller investigation fairly easily. So there's a lot of nuance to how these positions go unfilled, how the people leave their roles that affects what happens to the Mueller investigation.
I want to be clear about that, too. So you're saying that if he fires Rosenstein, he can replace Rosenstein. Sessions doesn't, and it does not require Senate confirmation?
No, it's a great question, and I may have explained it poorly. So the difference is between firing and resigning. There's a thing called the Vacancies Reform Act of 1998. If Donald Trump fires an employee, it is not the case he can just pull someone from another Senate-approved position and slot them into that same position. It's questionable. It's not clear in the law. However, if the person resigns, it's very clear. He can absolutely take someone else and replace them. So if Rosenstein resigns, it's very easy for Donald Trump to put someone in there who agrees with his worldview on the Russia investigation nearly instantaneously, which I think he would see as a benefit.
But if he fires him, it may be more complicated, and it might require congressional approval.
That's exactly right. If he fires them, then either he would try and replace them, in which case it would probably be fought to the Supreme Court as to whether or not he has the right to do that, or he would have to get Senate confirmation, which would obviously mean the Senate could exercise leverage over, you know, if this is someone who's actually going to end the Mueller investigation.
Well, the plot thickens then, doesn't it? Because, you know, we have a daily web poll question, Philip, and today it is, our news click is, would you quit or would you wait to be fired? That's not a trivial question now, is it? Because if Rosenstein wants to make his legacy the integrity of the Mueller investigation, then he's going to wait to be fired and force the president to get Senate approval.
That's exactly right. And that's why this question of him having offered his resignation and the White House having potentially rejected it, at least for the short term, is so fascinating. Because it seems contrary to what Rosenstein would want to do in that circumstance.
Yeah. Well, I have an expression. It's called, I got quit. And that's when somebody says, I quit, because you don't want to suffer maybe the humiliation of being fired. But in this case, it might be the flip of that. Better you be fired than you quit, because A, you want to force the president's hand, and B, you want to make sure that he can't just put Eric in charge of the Mueller investigation if he wants.
Right. Yeah, Eric's not a great example simply because he's not Senate confirmed. It has to be someone who's Senate confirmed already for
all
a position.
Right.
But
whatever.
Again, we're getting pretty far down the rabbit hole here.
Yeah. Anything else we need to know then about where we are today? We're going to have to wait and see, I guess. Anything else on this front?
I think it's just important for folks to realize that Robert Mueller is obviously very aware of all these machinations. He's investigating the president for potential obstruction of justice, looking at how the president may have tried to tie his hands. And so Robert Mueller may have some cards up his sleeve. I've spoken with experts who say that, you know, if someone who's antagonistic to the investigation gets in charge of it, they can do a lot of things like end the grand jury, drop existing charges, prevent Mueller from filing any indictments. So we've seen in the past Mueller do things like farm stuff out to the Southern District in New York U.S. Attorney, like the Michael Cohen investigation. There are ways in which he can protect the work that he's doing, and we're not really clear yet on how he might have done that either.
That's a fascinating notion, too. Read Philip Bump in the Washington Post. They have a print edition. They're online, too. If you do not already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper, and I subscribe to the Washington Post. I appreciate your time, Philip, and we'll visit with you again.
Thank you very much.